Chapter 2. Take off all those hats. In my lifetime, I have had many different jobs and done many different things. In a recent job, I had three different major roles that I did at the organization. When I resigned at that job, they backfilled my position with three different full-time people to fill in the multiple roles I had been doing. You would often hear me say, I wear many hats. I felt a bit like a hamster in a wheel, running and running and running. And I kept on going for a long time, for years, because it was good work. It was ministry work, work for the king and for his kingdom. So I just kept going and going and going, kind of like the Energizer Bunny Rabbit. Due to some circumstances that the Lord orchestrated, I went through a season of resting from all the work that I did. I am in season of resting from the Martha busyness and being more like Mary and having times to just sit at Jesus' feet, soaking in his presence, listening to him speak to my heart, and soaking in the words of Jesus. Recently, I went to a Friday night worship service. It was a high worship and very anointed. At the end of the worship time, one of the leaders came up and gave a word of knowledge. She said, there is someone here tonight who wears many different hats. You keep trying on a hat and try to approach the Lord, but you can never quite see his face. Then you try on a different hat, and you still cannot see his face. The Lord is saying to you, take off all your hats. Just come to me. Let me love on you. No performance, no works. Just come to me. If that is you, please come forward. We would like to pray for you. At first, I resisted. My pride stopped me from going up for prayer. Others did respond and were getting prayed for. Then I heard the quiet whisper of the Holy Spirit say to me, are you going up there? That word was for you. So I went up to the front and received prayer from the woman who had given this word of knowledge. I told her that the Lord had my number and she had heard correctly, that it was for me. She grabbed hold of my hand, and immediately I felt a surge of power go through my body like a huge surge of electricity or lightning. I felt weak in my knees. I resisted falling to my knees. Then she said one word, fire. And power surged through my body again, and this time I did not resist. I went down to my knees, and then with my face to the floor, and trembled in God's presence. The Holy Spirit took me right back to the swamp scene. I was kneeling on the edge of the swamp covered in slime. Jesus was standing before me and I saw his sandal-clad feet and white robe. He anointed my head with oil. Then he began washing me with a wet towel. He began wiping all the swamp slime off of me. He said to me, you see that pile of hats over there? You don't need all those hats anymore. I have something else for you to wear. He reached from under the fold of his robe and he placed a bridal veil over my head. See, I am preparing you to be my bride. You are to wear this bridal veil. You are my betrothed, my bride. He brought forth a white linen garment and placed it upon me. I just trembled and trembled and trembled in his presence. Kingdom principle. We live in a culture where everything is all about performance. We earn points in class, we earn grades and test scores, we work for a living, and we get paid based on our performance, training, skills, and experience. We are like fish, and performance is the water we swim in. It is all that we know. Sometimes a very simple truth is so difficult to receive. We are called to rest from our works. Jesus did it all on the cross when he proclaimed, it is finished, John 19:3. He did a complete work on the cross. He paid the price. He took the penalty for my sin and yours. What is my job? What must I do? My job is to believe in the one whom the Father sent, to believe in Jesus Christ, in Yeshua HaMashiach. In John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, it is written, Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Yet, being a fish that is so accustomed to swimming in water, because that is all that I have ever known, it is so easy to fall into a works and performance mode for the Father. Somehow, if I just do enough good things, he will accept me, approve of me, and love me. Yet, the word of God tells me that my righteous deeds are like filthy rags, as it is written in Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. He calls us to enter into his rest. What does that mean? What does that look like? How do we do that? It is a posture, a positioning, a state of mind, and when I fully enter into his rest, I carry it with me wherever I go. My mind is at rest. I walk in shalom. There is a presence we can carry of rest, of shalom, of great, great peace, even in the midst of turmoil and storm. You and I can carry it with us wherever we go, as it is written in Hebrews 4, verses 9 to 11. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. We need to somehow, by the very Spirit of God, be transformed from being a fish that swims in the sea to a bird that takes flight in the air. It's a whole new atmosphere that we dwell in, no longer earthly, but a heavenly realm. Make it so, Father. Make us into new creatures.